From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. During a recent meeting with her Saudi Arabian counterpart Faisal bin Fatan, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi asked Saudi Arabia to review its policies on COVID-19 vaccination and umrah for prospective Indonesian pilgrims. As reported by Antara on Wednesday at the meeting, which was conducted at the session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York City, the United States more recently, Minister Marsudi described the current COVID-19 situation in Indonesia, which have seen a significant decline in infections. While delivering a virtual press statement from New York on Wednesday, she also stated that the Indonesian government hopes that the information can be used by the Saudi Arabian government to review its policy related to vaccine and umrah. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim has said that the study programs offered at the Nusantara Multimedia Polytechnic, or PMN, are urgently required to strengthen Indonesia's creative industry ecosystem. As quoted by Antara, he noted in a written statement on Wednesday that the three study programs offered by the Nusantara Multimedia Polytechnic Animation, Event Management and E-commerce Logistics are fields that are urgently needed to strengthen the creative ecosystem in Indonesia. Minister Makarim also remarked that graduates in these three fields will push the creation and downstreaming of the nation's breakthroughs in the creative industry sector. National holidays and collective leave in 2022 will be regulated according to the development of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, during an online press conference on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said that the 2022 collective leave will be regulated by considering the updated development of COVID-19. He also noted that national public holidays will also be regulated based on the same consideration. The minister added that a number of aspects, including economic and tourism aspect, will be considered while setting national public holidays and collective leave next year. Speaker of the Regional Representative Council DPD AA Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti has asked the government to encourage innovation for the production of eco-friendly face masks, observing that face mask waste requires good handling. As quoted by Antara, Lanyala Mataliti in an official statement on Wednesday noted that face mask waste needs good handling. Due to their increasing use amid the COVID-19 pandemic, face masks will eventually pollute the environment. He thinks the government needs to encourage innovation in environmentally friendly mask technology. He also perceived that the COVID-19 pandemic has not only brought about impacts on the health and economic sectors, but also made a massive contribution to environmental pollution, especially in terms of medical waste. Let's move on to the international news. South Korean Minister of Foreign Affairs Chung Ae-yong said that he would meet his Japanese counterpart on Thursday and hope for progress to end a dispute that had led to tit-for-tat trade restrictions. As reported by Reuters.com, Minister Chung told the Council on Foreign Relations think tank during a visit to New York that he would hold a bilateral meeting with Japan's Toshimitsu Motegi in the city after taking part in a trilateral meeting together with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday. He also said Japan is a close neighbor of South Korea and the countries share the same values of democracy, market economy, human rights and all that. So South Korea wants Japan as a close friend, but unfortunately they have some differences in how they view the past history. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss held her visit meeting with Iran's Foreign Ministers Hossein Amir Abdullahian and urged Iran to return rapidly to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action or JCPOA negotiations in Vienna, with a view to all sides coming back into compliance and reducing tensions over Iran's nuclear program. As reported by Reuters.com, UK's Truss and Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian held their meeting to discuss bilateral nuclear and regional issues. France and the US have made efforts to end Enroe, which started last week with the announcement of the AUKUS defense patch between the US, the UK and Australia. As quoted by BBC.com, the patch cost France a deal worth $37 billion or €27 billion to build submarines for Australia. Paris said it found out only hours before the public announcement. The US President Joe Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron have now issued a joint statement saying the situation would have benefited from open consultation between allies. President Joe Biden and President Emmanuel Macron spoke by phone for half an hour on Wednesday. They will also meet in Europe at the end of next month. That was the news.
The number of productive people in Indonesia surpasses the elderly and children. Yet the population will age, where the productive people will decrease in 2035 until 2040, and the elderly will increase. Statistics Indonesia show that the number of people 65 years old and older will increase by 25% or 80 million in 2050 from 25 million in 2019. If the welfare, health, and social existence of the elderly are not taken care of well enough, they will become a burden for the productive people, both in familial level and national level. The Indonesian government keeps paying more attention so that the elderly will not become a burden, namely by keeping them healthy, happy, and productive according to their capacity. One of which was the signing of Presidential Decree on Elderly National Strategy by President Joko Widodo. Poverty Eradication and Welfare Director at National Development Planning Ministry, Maliki, recently said the national strategy consists of five pillars. First is social protection, income guarantee, and individual capacity. Second is elderly's health and quality. Third is elderly-friendly environment development. Fourth is elderly program institution. Fifth is elderly's rights protection and reverence. Maliki also said those strategies are early steps in realizing self-reliant, prosper, and dignified elderly people. The national strategy for elderly is very urgent. With the presidential decree, the preparation for elderly issues can be implemented sooner. Also, OTS should do more efforts in optimizing the elderly's population productivity, especially when facing the oncoming demographic bonus, so Indonesian elderly can be self-reliant, healthy, and prosper.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on September 23, 1932, when the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia was established. The leader of the Kingdom of Hejaz and the Kingdom of Najd, Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Rahman Al Saud, united the two kingdoms, which he led into one kingdom. The kingdom was later named the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The unification of the two kingdoms into one kingdom of Saudi Arabia was announced by King Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Rahman Al Saud on September 23, 1933. Next event is that in 1983, bomb exploded on Gulf Air 771. Gulf Air Flight 771, flying from Karachi City, Pakistan to Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, crashed into the desert 40 kilometers from Abu Dhabi on September 23, 1983. All 107 passengers and 5 crew on board were killed. Some of the casualties were Pakistani nationals who wanted to return to Abu Dhabi and Bahrain after the Eid al-Adha holiday at home.
Based on the results of the American National Transportation Safety Board investigation of the black box released in 1987, the Boeing 737-2P6 exploded due to a time bomb placed in the luggage. We end today's history of September 23rd with the event of National Maritime Day. Through Decree Number 246/1964 year, First President Sukarno set September 23rd to be Maritime Day. However, it was only September 23rd, 1968, that National Maritime Day was commemorated for the first time when Indonesia was led by Second President Suharto. At the commemoration held in Manado, North Sulawesi, President Suharto hoped that this commemoration could be used as a momentum to preserve and increase the maritime potential throughout Indonesia. This is because Indonesia has an ocean landscape that covers more than 70% of the total territory of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was today's history read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Land and Forest Fire Control Director at Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry, Basar Manulang, recently announced the ministry had categorized three main clusters of Indonesian land and forest fire permanent solutions. The first cluster is operational control in integrated patrol task force in regional level, supported by paralegal fire watch community. Second is land and forest fire mitigation based on climate analysis and weather modification. The third one is landscape governance development, especially in concessions compliance, agricultural practices, and peatland management. The ministry also increases cooperation with other ministries and agencies, such as National Disaster Mitigation Agencies PNPB, Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency BMKG, National Army, National Police, and Technology Assessment and Implementation Agency BPPT. This cooperation aims to formulate plans for forest fire mitigation, early detection system improvement, and hotspots monitoring. According to data from the ministries, forest fire monitoring system Sipongi, the land and forest fires in Indonesia have been decreasing in the last 2 years. In 2021, some 160,000 hectares of land was on fire, while it was 300,000 hectares in 2020 and 1.6 million in 2019. Basar Manulang affirmed the fire in 2015 was a valuable lesson for Indonesia and the government to shift the mitigation paradigm, namely by prioritizing prevention. Synergy between agencies, private stakeholders, people's participation, and offices in the field was made for prevention patrol. He added climate analysis keeps being done throughout the year to decide the best move in handling the land and forest fire.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voanews.id.
Tears.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
If you travel to Madiun City's Java, please try to taste a variety of delicious foods. The most famous one is Pecel Madiun, which is made from a variety of boiled vegetables, including long beans, turi flowers, sprouts, kenikir, spinach, cassava leaves, and papaya leaves, which are doused with peanut sauce. The appealing thing of this pecel lies in its spicy peanut sauce. Besides Pecel Madiun, there is also another specialty food, namely Sego Jotos, or in English means Jotos rice, that you must try. In Javanese, Jotos means punch or fist. The name Sego Jotos itself comes from the size of the rice, which is in the size of an adult fish. Sego Jotos contains white rice along with additional dishes such as tempeh, tofu, eggs and noodles or vermicelli. The white rice is usually wrapped in banana leaves. As an additional menu, usually there are sellers who provide other side dishes such as bakwan, egg satay and pindang offal. The thing that makes this Sego Jotos special is the sambal. The sambal is spicy and delicious, perfect for eating with warm rice and a variety of other dishes. Sego Jotos is usually sold in stalls in the afternoon until the evening. This food is usually sold with a variety of other hot drinks. In Madiun, Sego Jotos is widely sold in the roadside food stalls with relatively cheap prices starting from only 5,000 rupiah. Sego Jotos has become a daily menu for Madiun residents and is often served as important events. If you are interested in enjoying Sego Jotos, please visit Madiun City by applying health protocols due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Para, para, para. tangan cemberut 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 begitu merengut 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 nanti kau cepat keriput. Ayo senyum 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 sedikit sedikit senyum saja bisa mencerahkan
Dan listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, there is a different view on Jalan Sudirman, Central Jakarta. On the site of Jalan Sudirman near BNI City Station, a giant Su monument is installed. Deputy Governor of Jakarta Ahmad Riza Patria said the Su monument was the result of collaboration with a number of parties, one of which was PT Jakarta Torisindo or Jaktur. He also said that the monument was built to beautify a corner of Jakarta and introduce local products to the public. He also explained that some big countries in the world have also done the same thing, such as Saudi Arabia, which built a bicycle monument. The Giant Su Monument, which is dominated by white, is placed on an object similar to a blue stage. There were several writings on the Giant Su stage, including Collaboration for Progress, a city of collaboration, and ekspresi.sepatukompas.com. There is also a QR code. When scanning, it contains an open letter to creative industry fighters in Indonesia. The open letter explains that the Giant Su Monument in the middle of the capital is a part of Jakarta Collaboration Festival. The acting head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency Jakarta Province, Gumilar Ekalaya, said that the installation of the Su Monument is displayed at 3 points from 17 to 26 September 2021, namely at BNI City Station, Taman Duku Atas, Lapangan Banteng, and Veldrome Square. The construction of this installation is the initiative of creative economic actors. It spans non-budgetary funds of Jakarta. The Jakarta provincial government facilitates by providing public spaces that can be utilized by all Jakartans. That's miscellany.
Janganlah setiap hari. Jaga selalu jarakmu ketika kita berinteraksi. Ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan. Sementara jangan bercabat tangan demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama. Marilah bersatu padu, stop penyebaran virus corona. Tetap tenang, tidak panik, tingkatkan kewaspadaan. Marilah kita berjuang, cegah penyebaran virus corona. Jangan kau sebar berita hoax yang tak jelas. Ikuti saja semua anjuran pemerintah. Bekerja, belajar, dan beribadah di rumah.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present to you a song by Krisdayanti. Krisdayanti Orkade had won the 1992 Asian Bagus International event, which made her name widely known. In 1995, Kade released her first album entitled Terserah. This album is quite successful. After that, she released an album in 1998 entitled Sayang. In this album, Kade also became a record producer for the first time. One of the hit singles in this album is the song Menghitung Hari. The song was composed by Melly Goeslaw, a songwriter and singer in Indonesia. Menghitung Hari tells the story of a woman who hopes her love story will end if there is no sincerity from the man. Listener, here is the song Menghitung Hari by Kade.
Menghitung hari, detik demi detik, masaku nanti apakan ada jelang cerita kisah yang panjang. Menghitung hari, padamkan saja kobar asmaramu, jika putih itu takkan ada. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan puitis.
Biar semua tahu
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Semakin hari semakin terus. sikap yang sesungguhnya. Ku makin kecewa, ternyata kau penuh dusta. Maafkan ku harus pergi, tak suka dengan ini. Aku tak bodoh seperti kekasihmu yang lain. Terima kasih oh Tuhan, tunjukkan siapa. So much, I'm sorry, goodbye. Seribu cara kau membuatku dengan kulitis. Maybe kau lupa bahwa aku juga manusia. Dia punya mata, telinga, hati dan perasaan. Maaf aku pergi dan takkan untukmu lagi. Wow, wow, wow. Maafkan ku harus pergi, ku tak suka.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.